The Environmental Protection Agency will soon add another group of toxic waste sites to the list of properties covered by the Superfund program. Superfund sites are eligible for cleanup operations that routinely last for years and cost tens of millions of dollars. Whether the newest sites will see any of that federal money is an open question, however. NPR's John Nielsen reports on the funding woes that have helped slow the Superfund program dramatically.
Twice a year, the EPA's 10 regional offices take a kind of toxic census, comparing and contrasting the risks posed by various kinds of industrial dumping grounds. Kate Probst, a Superfund scholar with the nonprofit Resources for the Future, says a couple of hundred hotspots are typically identified.
Either for enforcement, because the risks are so bad, or because you need federal money to clean them up. Each of the 10 regions recommend their sites to EPA headquarters, and then EPA headquarters decides which sites actually get proposed.
That's the exercise that just produced a list of 11 extremely nasty pockets of industrial pollution found in 9 different states and in Puerto Rico. Marianne Horenko, the EPA official who runs the Superfund program, calls them the worst of the worst. 2 of these sites are former mining sites.
One site has significant drinking water contamination from unidentified sources, but there are multiple solvents in the groundwater, so it'll be very complex to try and tease out how to stop that contamination. One site has significant sediment contamination. Again, sediments are very expensive to clean up, whether you dredge them or cap them.
Since the 1980s, the EPA has spent billions of dollars cleaning up toxic waste sites like these, completing more than 900 jobs. Unfortunately, there are still 1,200 sites on the waiting list for cleanups, partly because the Superfund budget fell by 30% between 1999 and 2003 when adjusted for inflation. Activists like Julie Walk of the nonprofit group Public Citizen say there are other downward-pointing trend lines where that one came from. For instance, since the start of the Bush administration, the number of cleanup jobs finished each year has been cut in half.
The Bush administration has not made cleaning up toxic waste sites a priority.
In other words, she says, the Superfund isn't as super as it used to be. Walk plans to do her best to lay that charge at the feet of the White House as fall elections near. She says the source of the problem should be obvious.
Chemical companies, mining companies, other corporate polluters spend a lot of money lobbying the Bush administration and Congress, spend a lot of money on campaign contributions, and the Bush administration is choosing polluters over people.
EPA spokesmen don't deny that the program is low on funds, but Deputy Administrator Horenko says the reason for that has nothing to do with campaign contributions. She says cleanup costs have risen dramatically in recent years, partly because the cheapest waste sites are now covered by other federal cleanup programs.
Most notably, the Brownfields Law that the president signed 2 years ago, which tackles the smaller and less contaminated sites that need only a little bit of funding to get over the finish line.
Activist groups say the funding for this program wouldn't have fallen if the Bush administration had agreed to renew the tax on oil and chemical companies that used to help keep it flush. That tax brought in billions before it expired in 1995. President Clinton asked Congress to renew this tax, but they did not. President Bush opposes the tax. Spokesmen for the Bush administration say the White House has asked Congress for a big funding increase from general tax dollars for the Superfund, but so far that hasn't happened. Today's announcement left dozens of potential Superfund sites off the list. Estimates of the number of toxic waste sites not covered by the Superfund program range from several hundred to more than 100,000. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.